Every Christmas season brings its own wisdom. So the question we all need to ask is, Christmas, what did you come to teach me this year?
The thatch on the roof was a golden, though dusty the straw was an old. Wind had a peal as of trumpets, though blowing in barren and cold. The mother's hair was a glory, though loosened and torn. For under the eaves in the gloaming, a child is born. Countless children been quickened, millions of children grown old, grown gross and unloved and embittered, grown cunning and savage and cold. God abides with a patience unangered, unworn, and again for the child that was squandered, a child is born. What know we of eons behind us, dim dynasties lost long ago, huge empires like dreams unremembered, huge cities for ages laid low. At least with blight and with blessing, with flower and thorn, love was there and his cry was among them, a child is born. The rafters of toil still are gilded with the dawn of the stars of the heart, and the wise men draw near in the twilight, who are weary of learning and art. The face of the tyrant is darkened, his spirit is torn, for today a new king is enthroned. Child is born. The mother still joys for the whisper, first stir of unspeakable things. She still feels that high moment unfurling, red glory of Gabriel's wings. The babe of this hour is a master, whom angels adore, Emmanuel, prophet, anointed, a child is born. Little one still in the cradle, the sun being crowned for your brow. Make answer our flesh, make an answer, for what did you come to us now? Have you come to the earth for our teaching, to heal and to warn? How may we know, knowing only a child is born?
Well, there you are. And welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host. And we've just heard A Child is Born by Arbo, a country band from the Cajun swampland led by brothers Stevie and Johnny Rees. This song first caught my attention when it was released in 2023. And what led me to pause and listen to it for the first time was the fact that the song's lyrics were from an 1897 poem, The Nativity, written by the prolific English author G.K. Chesterton. And 126 years later, Arbo set the poem to music. That's ingenious. Fast forward to 2024. I'm reading Ryan Whitaker Smith's Christmas devotional, Winter Fire, subtitled Christmas with G.K. Chesterton. I read the poem, The Nativity, and I'm like, I know this poem. I know this song. And A Child is Born by Arbo rose to the top of my Christmas playlist. And as I was prepping this episode, I thought I would love to share Arbo's song this week at the table because it has been the dominant song of my Christmas and Advent season. So I sent a last-minute message to the band, and lo and behold, Stevie Rees messaged me back and graciously gave permission to share this with you. That's like a Christmas gift in itself right there. I encourage you to rewind the song. Listen to the depth of those lyrics again. Let the music take you as it did me. Stevie Rees offers Chesterton's poem almost verbatim with just a few modern restorations. And here's a fun fact I did not know until Stevie shared it. He and Johnny both know the author of the book Winter Fire, Ryan Whitaker Smith, because they used to play in a band frontlined by Ryan's dad, a guy by the name of Michael W. Smith. Perhaps you've heard of him? He might have a Christmas song or two himself, I think. So there's kind of a boomerang effect going on here from one Christmas to the next. After today's podcast, go check out Arbo's other great songs. They might just become your favorite band heading into the new year. Now, I've been listening to A Child is Born all through Advent, and I'm still letting its message drive me along because guess what? Christmas just got here, y'all. It's not over yet. Today, December 28th, is just the fourth day of Christmas. We're in Christmastide right now. Christmas continues until January 6th, which is Epiphany. That's when we celebrate the arrival of wise men from the East who brought the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to baby Jesus. Now, it's funny. As I look back on the table's three Advent Christmas episodes this year, I see a recurring theme that was totally unintentional on my part. And it is this, it is a reminder for all of us to slow Christmas down. On November 28th, we celebrated Thanksgiving. Then the next 4 weeks, Advent. And now we have the opportunity to offer Thanksgiving all over again for all we have just experienced these past few days. So I want to encourage us to pause and reflect on what just happened a few days ago, on what just happened 2,000 years ago. For you see, last Wednesday and two millenniums ago are not that far apart. Christmas Day itself is a thin place where the reverberating echoes of angels can still be felt and heard through the glass darkly. The haunting periphery of Eden surrounds us. Now, here's the encouragement and the question of this episode. What did you come to teach me, Christmas? What did you come to teach me this year? And then sit still with those questions, maybe before a manger scene, or maybe go for a walk with those questions and ask God to speak to you. If you are a follower of Jesus, ask Him those questions. Jesus, what has this Christmas been about? Did I catch what you were trying to whisper to my heart? And then give His Spirit some margin to answer your questions. The truth is, not all Christmases are the same. Every Christmas season brings its own wisdom. God's Spirit was speaking to all of us, whether we were listening or not. On Christmas Day, I took a 3-mile walk in the woods, and somewhere about the halfway point, a variety flock of birds swept by, including a downy woodpecker. But the bird that caught my eye, because it landed so close to me, and I was able to use the Merlin app to identify it as it was singing its song, it was a golden-crowned kinglet. Now, friends, I couldn't have told you a golden-crowned kinglet existed on Christmas Day until I saw one. I'm not a birder, but I noticed the bird because I've started noticing birds. And of all the birds to visit me on Christmas Day, a golden-crowned kinglet? Are you kidding me? A kinglet? Definition of a kinglet is a weak king. Would you not agree a king's weakest moment is when he is born? That was a bonus gift, but only because I was in the habit of noticing. I wonder how many golden-crowned kinglets have visited you or me before on Christmas Day, and we didn't see them because we had yet to learn how to look. I've already begun to ponder those questions about my own Advent journey. What did you come to teach me, Christmas? What did you come to teach me this year? And three answers have emerged. My favorite Christmas moment thus far came on Christmas Eve. I walked out of Jesus City Church in downtown Montgomery, Alabama, fresh from a 6 p.m. candlelight service. I carried my lit candle out on Dexter Avenue. Dr. Martin Luther King's Montgomery Church is right up Dexter from Jesus City up towards the state capitol. And I walked into the middle of Dexter Avenue and I could hear Christmas bells. So I followed them. They were coming from St. John's Episcopal Church, and I walked right off the street into their 7 p.m. Christmas Eve service. That was a serendipitous moment. As different as those two services were, both pastors shared from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Not only did I hear that verse twice in one evening, I had also heard it just 2 days before in the 23rd Street Missionary Baptist Church in downtown Birmingham, as my good friend Banneker Hatcherson preached from the same text. I think God wants me to linger on Isaiah chapter 9 for a while. Christmas 2024, what have you come to teach us? Three times this Advent journey, I've had fresh encounter with the realization that Jesus didn't come for nice folks. Jesus didn't come for good people, because I'm not one, and I've never met anyone who is without sin. I have identified myself before the Christ child this Christmas as a mendicant, a beggar of mercy. And yet, he doesn't require us to beg. Psalm 51:17, it says, "A broken and contrite spirit God will not despise." In Andrew Peterson's 2024 poem in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the musical Behold the Lamb of God, Peterson makes the comment, "Grace lights up the midnight maze of sin." Mercy and grace have followed me this Christmas season. One stanza in Chesterton's poem says it better than I ever could. "Have a myriad children been quickened? Have a myriad children grown old, grown gross and unloved and embittered, grown cunning and savage and cold? God abides in a terrible patience, unangered, unworn, and again, for the child that was squandered, a child is born." Christmas 2024, what have you come to teach me? There's one silent observation I would like to share because I'm still pondering. This is going to take the rest of Christmas and then some, but it's worth our extra diligence if we do this. And the question is, what's going on inside of me fathoms deep? What's going on inside of you in the hidden places nobody sees? What's being formed within us this Christmas that is a stone's roll away from being resurrected? Or a stuff the season back up in the attic from being forgotten? What are the deep and unsearchable things of God we do not know yet because we have not asked? Jeremiah 33:3. Because even when we think nothing's happening within, God's Spirit is always stirring. It is good we do not jump to hasty conclusions about the holiday we just celebrated. It is good that we continue to celebrate Christmas. It is good that revelry make way for reverie, for we don't know the half of it yet. But we might almost catch 50% or more if we don't jump aboard the days that are hastening on just yet. And thou that art still in thy cradle, the sun being crowned for thy brow, make answer, our flesh make an answer. Say, whence art thou come? Who art thou? Art thou come back on earth for our teaching, to train or to warn? Hush, how may we know, knowing only, a child is born.
The mother still joys for the whisper, first stir of unspeakable things. She still feels that high moment unfurling, red glory of Gabriel's wings. The babe of this hour is a master, whom angels adore. Emmanuel, prophet, anointed, a child is born. Little one still in the cradle, the sun being crowned for your brow. Make answer, our flesh, make an answer. For what did you come to us now? Have you come to the earth for our teaching, to heal and to warn?